This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here's what we know so far about the reported death of Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen. Yemeni officials are saying this American-born cleric has been killed while traveling between two provinces in Yemen. That's what we're hearing from a reporter in that country. Elsewhere in the program, U.S. officials are saying they believe these reports. And so for more on the man and his ties to al-Qaeda, we turn to NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, good morning.
Good morning.
So what have you been able to learn about this?
Well, it's unclear right now whether this was a drone operation, an airstrike, or some sort of Yemeni-driven operation. I mean, the Yemenis are saying that al-Awlaki and his bodyguards were killed in the operation, but they didn't provide real detail on what kind of operation it was or why they're so sure that they actually got al-Awlaki and that he's dead. The only other thing we understand is that he was killed while, as you said, traveling between two provinces, and he was in a convoy of cars in northern Yemen. And that's interesting because al-Awlaki was in a convoy of cars back in May when a U.S. drone strike nearly killed him.
And I'm glad you mentioned the possibility of a drone strike here. We don't actually know. If it's a drone strike, it might be hard to get someone on the ground to confirm the man's death. Of course, if there was a ground operation, they might actually have a body. We'll learn those details in the hours and days to come, we hope.
Exactly.
So remind us why this is an important figure.
Well, it's key because al-Awlaki had an enormous following in the West because he spoke English and he had a huge internet presence. And if you ask intelligence officials, they'll tell you that al-Awlaki's name came up in nearly every plot leveled against the U.S. in the past 2 years. The alleged Fort Hood shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, He had email correspondence with al-Awlaki, and al-Awlaki allegedly sanctioned that attack. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the man who's now on trial for the attempted bombing of the U.S. airliner outside of Detroit 2 Christmases ago, al-Awlaki allegedly was involved with that plot, too. So for counterterrorism officials, this killing, if it turns out to be confirmed, which it appears to be now, this is a really big deal.
So he's not just an English-speaking face of al-Qaeda in Yemen. He also seemed to have some kind of operational connection to these major efforts, major attacks.
Yes, that's what it seemed like. Originally, he seemed much more like a propagandist. But I think as time went on, it seemed that he had taken on a much more operational role. And if you talk to U.S. intelligence, that's what they told you, that he sort of morphed into that role.
Well, I wonder if this might be one of the reasons, Dina Temple-Raston, that we're not entirely sure at this moment how the man has been killed. Are there legal questions if this U.S.-born suspect was killed by an American attack?
Exactly. You put your finger on exactly what the problem is. al-Awlaki was an American citizen. So if he was killed by a U.S. drone, this would be like a summary execution. He wasn't brought to trial, or as far as we know, he hasn't been charged for anything. And this has actually happened before. Back in 2002, there was an American al-Qaeda recruiter named Kamal Derwish. He was the one who brought the 6 Americans from upstate New York, the guys known as the Lackawanna 6, to al-Qaeda camps before 9/11. And Kamal Derwish was also riding in a convoy in the deserts of Yemen, and an airstrike took out the convoy, and Derwish was killed. And the U.S. didn't admit to that killing for a long time. And then eventually they said he was collateral damage because he was riding with al-Qaeda operatives, and they were the target.
So we may have the similar questions here. Dina Temple-Raston, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Reporting today on the death of Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen.